wake up in the morning and he'd look himself in the mirror and he'd say, right, if today was the last day, would I be doing what I'm doing today? And if the answer was no for too many days in a row, he knew he had to change something.
Welcome to the Action Playbook. I'm Jason Fox.
And I'm Coach Robin.
And we are helping leaders take action in life and business.
So, what episode are we on?
Welcome back to episode 39.
A beauty. So today, today we're talking about time mastery, right? We're calling this one
selfishness.
Selfishness of time and the importance of it. So, like, just full disclosure here, Jason, I am doing a bit of a rant on this one, and I'm allowed to because I'm older than you. I'm 54 this year. So this is really meaningful to me. Like, how much time do I have left to achieve the things that I want to do and I've set out to do?
Yeah. Stop delegating all your tasks to me. It's time you really knuckle down, mate.
both those things are delegated to you. Both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think one of the things is that we all have this idea in our head there's going to be more time.
And tomorrow's another day.
You know, as I get older, so I'm more and more exposed to people that I'm close to that are passing on. And it's made me look and question, you know, like, what are we doing with our time? I remember one of my role models in business was Steve Jobs, right? And he had this saying where he would wake up in the morning and he'd look himself in the mirror and he'd say, right, if today was the last day, would I be doing what I'm doing today? And if the answer was no for too many days in a row, he knew he had to change something. Yeah. And I think in a sense, you know, so last week we spoke about in the podcast, we spoke about the fact that we need to master all of these things, right? The four areas of mastery, and time is one of them. So these are the things that actually create chaos in business. And unless we master it, the business is going to control us. When we master it, we control the business. We are in control because we've taken chaos out and replaced it with control. And so I think we really do need to see more business owners taking control of their businesses and not letting their business control them.
Amen to that. I can definitely say that there's been days over the last 6 months where I feel like I'm not in control. Task after task after task.
Yeah.
And yes, it is exhausting. And yes, it does come with a wick that is burning where you go, you know what, I've had enough of doing this. Maybe there's a simpler way. And unfortunately, you've got to do a little bit more up front so you can do less later.
Well, that's it. You know, time should be invested because the thing is you can't create more time. It is a finite resource for us. We can get more money. We can get more people, we can get more, I don't know, businesses, you know. There's so much resource out there that we can get more of, but time is not one of them. It's the one thing. So I just did a couple of quick sums, just to quickly look at, you know, just like, what does this time actually look like? And I think people listening to this podcast should really wake up to this. If you're 40 years old, you're 40 now, right?
Yep.
Right, so imagine you're 40 years old, Jason,
okay.
And you want to stop working by 60, right? Like, that is the average age of a retiree in New Zealand. Sorry, a time of retiring in New Zealand is around about the age of 60, right? So that's 20 years, give or take. Now, what I worked out is there is approximately 5,040 working days in those 20 years for you now. 5,040, right? Which is actually not a lot.
Is it? Yeah, okay. So 40 years. Yep, no, yep. Understandable.
Right. So what are we going to do with that time? That's the big question, you know. And so there's a couple of things that I really want to promote, I want to preach about today. The first one is, number one, you've got to become more selfish with your time. You've got to be selfish. You can't allow people to waste your time. There's only 5,000 days, productive days left, right? And those productive days, by the way, does not include sick leave or emergency leave or anything like that.
Holidays, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, those are just the number of working days. So it also doesn't include the weekends, but it's the number of working days in a 20-year period if there was no sickness, if there was no emergency. So we have to, like, it is really not a lot. If you work out how many working days you've lived coming up to 40, it's 10,000, right, from when you were born. Then you've gone through 10,000 Monday to Fridays, not necessarily where you were earning money, but, you know, the Monday to Fridays, yeah, in that 40-year period. And now there's 5,000 days left, so got to be selfish about it.
Sure.
Don't allow anyone to waste your time. It's not renewable. You'll never get it back. And time does run out, as you say. Time and tide waits for no man, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, carry on.
Oh, just, and don't waste your own time. Like, everyone says, oh, man, I'm so busy. How much time did you spend watching TV this week?
Yeah.
How much time did you spend scrolling on your phone? Your phone will actually tell you, if you go under the settings, just how much time. I think the average person's like 2-3 hours a day now scrolling on their phone.
Yeah.
Is that productive time? Is that moving you towards your goals? Don't do it.
That's a good point. And to touch back on a previous point you made, you know, time should be an investment. Hmm. So take that time, put it into something that's going to make you more productive or make you smarter in the way you do business so that you can actually get to your goals quicker. Hmm. Right? So time can be invested. So, yeah, first one is be more selfish with your time. The second thing is be more organized along those same lines. Be more organized with your time. So understand what it is that you are wanting to achieve, and then make sure that those are the things that, you know, you are working on. We often talk about, you know, that sort of time target, you know, with the urgent and not yep, important. It's basically four areas that are categorized either as urgent, not urgent, important, not important.
Sure.
And the things that we should really be working on is the important, not urgent. Mm-hmm. Right. So there's no like mad rush lastminute.com scenario. Yeah, yeah. But if you just focus on doing those things, and ultimately the difference between what is important and not important is what you said earlier. It's the one that takes you to your goal. That is what determines an important decision from a not important decision. And I'm really talking about the business owner here. So only do those things that are important. Only, you know, immediately stop. You know, be intentional, focus on the important, and make sure that those are the things that take you closer to your goal. Everything else, delegate.
Yeah.
Get it onto other people that can take care of that. And the last is to be really intentional. And I think those kind of go hand in hand. Intentionality is, you know, making sure that time goes to achieving the goals. We don't, it's great to retire at 60. It's a nice age that, you know, you can slow things down. But the reality is that we all have dreams and adventures and things that we want to go on. And it may be that come the age of 60, you're not going to be able to physically be able to do those things. So why not work towards doing the things that you want to do now? That's what the intentionality is how can we get to where we want to be faster than just going through the daily grind and the mill and, you know, pay the bills every month and that's it.
Yeah, I think it's very important to say here that Robin's not saying you must retire at 60 or anything. He's saying you need to get yourself in a position that you have the freedom to do what you want. If you want to play golf on a Wednesday, every Wednesday, and just work Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, then build your schedule and your life around it. Ensure that your business still operates without you during those times. Because, yeah, you might get hit by a bus tomorrow, you never know, and then be in a wheelchair. Like the clock is ticking with what you can do with your body. So utilize every day as if it was your last.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, anything you think you can achieve by the age of 60, you can achieve in 10 years less. You know, so if you're 40, why not aim for exactly the same stuff, but when you're 50? So you've got 10 years before the body goes, hey, listen, I'm tired. One of the key solutions to this is the default diary.
Yep.
That brings a lot of intentionality to how you organize your time, because you're actually planning how your time has been spent. So utilizing something like a default diary, and hey, if you don't know what a default diary is, or if you need help in setting one up, more than happy to help anyone listening to this podcast. Just reach out to either myself or Jason, and we'll get you on track with that. So yeah, you know when it's done. Know when it's done. You know, it's not, doesn't have to be at 60, which is, you know, your average retirement age in New Zealand. It can be a time that you determine and then work it out backwards and say, right, this is what I want to achieve. It is going to be done by 2030, right?
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's put the plans in place. Let's make sure that we're learning the skills we need to be able to work smarter, be smarter, make smarter decisions, and ultimately get there quicker. That's intentionality. That's being selfish with your time, not allowing anyone else to steal time from you, and it allows you to be more organized. All the issues that create time chaos can all be dealt with that. So be more selfish, be more intentional, get out there, make it happen for yourselves.
Take some action.
Take some action.